Welcome back to Mugside, where every episode is a journey into the world of specialty coffee. We help you explore origins, understand flavor profiles, and discover the stories behind your favorite brew. And today we're turning the spotlight on Honduras. It might not be the first name you think of when you think of great coffee, but by the end of this episode, you'll understand why it should be. We're diving deep into the regions, the history, the people, and the characteristics that make Honduran coffee not just unique, but essential in any coffee lover's exploration. So let's start here. What makes Honduran coffee unique?
That is a great start. And I would say one word, diversity. Honduras is home to multiple microclimates, altitudes, and soil types. That means the flavor of Honduran coffee can range from bright and citrusy to rich and chocolatey. It's not a single taste, it's a spectrum. And then there's elevation. High altitude growing means coffee cherries mature more slowly. That extra time lets sugars develop more deeply in the fruit, which translates to more complex, nuanced flavors in your cup.
The majority of Honduran coffee is grown between 1,200 and 1,800 meters above sea level. That puts much of it in the strictly high-grown category, which is often an indicator of quality.
Exactly. And let's not forget the varietals. You'll find bourbon, Caturra, Tipica, and Pacas commonly grown across the country. Each varietal brings something different to the table, and farmers often experiment with which types thrive best in their microclimates.
Now, where is all this coffee grown?
Honduras has six key growing regions: Copan, Marcala, Agalta, Ocopetepeque, Comayagua, and El Paraíso. Each region has a distinct profile. Let's walk through a few examples. Copan, which borders Guatemala, is known for producing full-bodied coffees with notes of chocolate and citrus. It's often a go-to for people who enjoy smooth, balanced cups. Then there's Marcala, located in the Montesilos mountain range. It was the first region in Honduras to receive a protected designation of origin for coffee. Coffees from Marcala tend to be bright and fruit-forward, with peach, apricot, or even floral notes. If you're into tropical flavors, Agalta might be your region. It's closer to the Caribbean coast, and the coffee there often expresses mango, passion fruit, and other juicy notes, paired with a vibrant acidity. What's fascinating is how these regions reflect the terrain and environment. Higher altitudes mean denser beans. More forest coverage usually results in shade-grown coffee, which matures slower and often has richer flavors.
Okay, but why is shade-grown coffee important in Honduras?
Well, shade-grown coffee plays a huge role in how coffee is both cultivated and experienced. First off, it protects the ecosystem. Those shade trees aren't just there for looks. They help regulate temperature, retain moisture in the soil, and prevent erosion. And that slower, cooler growth environment gives the coffee cherries more time to mature. The sugars and acids have time to really develop. More depth, more nuance, it's like letting a fruit ripen on the vine instead of picking it early. But it's not just about the flavor. There's a whole environmental story happening above those coffee plants. Shade-grown systems are home to birds, butterflies, bees, even small mammals. That biodiversity keeps everything in balance naturally. Think pest control, pollination, and even decomposing leaves enriching the soil.
Wow, that is really something else.
It's like the coffee farm becomes its own microforest. And if you've ever visited one, you feel it immediately. The air is cooler. There's this quiet, calming hum of life all around. It's nothing like a sun-exposed plantation. It's vibrant. It breathes.
I know there's also a climate resilience aspect.
Yes, definitely. Shade trees reduce the stress on coffee plants during extreme heat or unexpected droughts. So they're not just adding flavor. They're protecting the plants themselves. The trees also act as carbon sinks. They absorb CO2 from the atmosphere, which means shade-grown coffee systems are actively fighting climate change while growing your next cup.
It's the kind of thing that makes coffee more than just a drink. It makes it a sustainable choice, an environmental gesture, especially when those shade trees are native species, which support even more biodiversity.
But here's the real kicker. Shade-grown coffee isn't always the most efficient way to farm. Yields can be lower, and it requires more space and care. But many Honduran farmers stick with it because they know it creates better quality coffee in a healthier environment. And some certification programs help reward that effort. If you see Bird Friendly or Rainforest Alliance on your bag, it likely means the coffee was grown in a shade-rich environment.
But not all shade-grown coffee is certified.
Correct. Especially shade-grown coffee from smaller farms that just practice it as part of tradition. In Honduras, it's often just the way it's been done. No label, just legacy. And that legacy is what makes it so meaningful. You're sipping coffee that was grown with patience and intention in a way that supports not just flavor, but future generations. So when people ask, is shade grown really worth it? The answer is yes, 100 times over. For flavor, for the farmer, for the forest. And that's one more reason to explore Honduran coffee. It's not just rooted in the soil, it's rooted in sustainability.
Right, and that brings us to processing. Most Honduran coffee is washed or wet processed, which tends to produce a cleaner cup with bright acidity. But in recent years, farmers have also been experimenting with honey and natural processing. Those alternative methods can highlight fruitier, funkier notes and give you a different experience from the same bean depending on how it's processed.
One thing that's also worth talking about is the role of smallholder farmers. Honduras has around 120,000 coffee farming families, many of whom manage just a few acres of land. And these aren't factory operations. These are often multi-generational farms, where techniques and traditions are passed down. That includes when to harvest, how to dry beans, and how to care for the soil.
Which ties into sustainability. A lot of farmers in Honduras are moving toward more regenerative practices, things like planting native shade trees, using organic compost, and protecting watersheds. So not only are you getting a great cup, but in many cases, you're supporting environmentally and socially conscious practices. That's something a lot of coffee drinkers care about.
Let's talk about how people actually drink coffee in Honduras. It's a daily ritual that's deeply embedded in family life. Most mornings begin with coffee brewed in a clay pot called an olla, often shared among family members before anyone even heads out for the day. Café de olla is a traditional Mexican coffee beverage, but also part of the morning rituals in Honduras. They often sweeten it with panela, unrefined cane sugar, or honey. Milk might be added, but what matters more than how it's served is the act itself. It's a moment to connect, to pause, to start the day grounded. And coffee is always offered to guests. It's a form of hospitality. You don't show up to someone's home in Honduras without being offered a cup. The tradition of café de olla, which involves steeping coarse grounds and straining them through a cloth filter, is still practiced in many households. It's slow, deliberate, and full of intention.
So while specialty coffee continues to grow in Honduras, cafes with pour-over bars, espresso menus, and competitions, the heart of Honduran coffee culture still lives in the home, which is something that's easy to lose in other parts of the world where coffee becomes a rush-through-it habit. There's something to be learned in how Hondurans approach their coffee, not just in the growing, but in the drinking. It's about seeing coffee not just as a beverage, but as a ritual, something that marks time, that invites you to be present. And when you brew a cup from Honduras, whether it's a fruity Marquela or a bold Copan, you're not just tasting notes. You're tasting a place, a tradition, a story.
So next time you're looking for a new coffee to try, don't skip past the Honduran beans. They may not be flashy or trendy, but they're full of depth. And for the curious drinker who wants to explore and learn, Honduras is one of the most rewarding origins to explore. A coffee that teaches you something new with every sip.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. We hope this deep dive into Honduran coffee gave you a new appreciation for what's in your cup.
We'll be back next week with another origin, another lesson, and another story worth sipping slowly.
Until then, keep brewing with intention and savor the moment. Thank you.